And let's see, today is May 4th, 2004. And the lesson that we're going to do today is ATM number, lesson number 190. And the title is called Heels Under the Pelvis. So we're going to start doing a series. I've timed it with the previous lessons of it's this idea of bringing your feet underneath your pelvis and to be able to tip your pelvis forward as if eventually like making a back bend, if you remember when you were a kid to do like a back bend kind of thing. So these lessons are leading up towards that, okay? The other thing, Stephen, let me take your glasses too, because you really don't need to, quote, see me. I'll put them up here. Okay, so resting on your back, take a moment to observe your contact with the floor this morning. So that means, how do you sense or perceive your skeleton and how your skeleton is lying, which is a much easier way to perceive ourselves than our muscles. It's very difficult to understand or sense the muscles, but when you think of the skeleton has weight to it. So the shoulder blades, how each shoulder blade is resting on the floor. How do you sense and perceive your spine? Are there parts of your spine that are raised away from the floor and not resting on the floor? And then what about your pelvis? And then how are your legs lying on the floor? Okay, so roll to your side and you're going to come up onto your knees. So I'll use the word, you're standing on your knees, which means that your buttocks is up in the air, your whole trunk, good. And begin to do a movement of starting to reach back to, so come up all the way, Garna, yeah, standing on your knees. You're not going to be down on your hands this time. Reach back to reach for your right heel. So just start the movement. That's it. There's no hurry to reach it. But there's a couple ways to go about it. How would you go back? Good. Now with your right foot, tuck the toes under so the toes are bent forward. We call it a runner's position. So it's the toes are like standing on the mat now. That's it. And that should stabilize your right leg a little bit more to reach back to touch the right heel. So one way to do it is kind of turn, to twist. Twist yourself, and you can even look over your right shoulder. Good. Is that fairly easy? Can you get a hold of the right? So go ahead, reach back and look where you're going. Now feel, as you do that a few more times, feel what begins to happen in your pelvis and what we call the hip joints, which is here in the front. The hip joint is not out to the side. This is where your hip joint is. So to balance yourself, if you're reaching backwards, this area has to push forward. Otherwise, you're going to fall back. So see if that's happening for you. And maybe encourage yourself to push that area further forward and see if that helps you slow down the movement so you don't feel like you're falling onto the right heel. There's some kind of sense of control. Good. Okay. pause for a moment and see if you can bring your left foot to standing. So your left foot comes up, and this we call a knight position. Good. Good. So your left foot is standing. That's, I hope that's your left one. Unless I change.
What you meant by standing. This is what you mean.
Standing. Standing means a flat foot, yes. But come all the way, yeah, your trunk back up. Now in this position, continue to reach back for the right heel. So again, I would suggest looking and using your eyes to follow your right hand. To touch, yes, the foot is still in the runner's position. So it's a little trickier now, isn't it? So where you place the left foot is critical. If it's too close towards the right knee, it's hard to balance. So where should you place that left foot? That's it. Good. And look at your hand as it goes back. Good. Okay. Rest. Rest on your back. Okay, please come up onto your knees again. And this time, once you're on your knees, you're going to tuck the left toes underneath into the runner's position. So again, you bring the weight onto the toes are bent, that's it. And you're going to now reach back with your left hand to try to reach your left heel. And again, I would encourage you to look what you're doing. Eventually, you'll be able to do the movement without looking. But for right now, follow your hand with your eyes. Look behind your left shoulder and allow the hip joints and the belly to push forward. So, Stephen, push this forward as you turn. I mean, I know you can do it this way, but it's this idea. Because that has a lot to do with back issues, is not being able to do that. So it's going to help your back. Good. Okay. Now pause so you can bring the right foot to standing. That's it. Balance yourself. And then continue. Going to tuck those toes like this because it'll balance there. And now continue to reach back. Look. Very good. Good. Make sure you're breathing. Good. Okay. And rest again on your back. Now this time, roll to your side and come to a side sitting position. So you're going to bend your right leg in front of you and the left behind. So the right foot is near your crotch and the right knee's out to the side. And then your left foot is bent behind. So come all the way up to sitting. Sit, sit. Look at Christy. There you go. Right knee in front. Okay, right foot in front. That's it. Good. So, change over your legs. Yeah, so your right, think of your right foot in your crotch, that's it, and bring the left foot back by your buttocks. There you go, all the way. There you go, good, 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 good. And you can lean on the right hand if you need to. And with your left hand, you're going to reach back to get a hold of your left heel. Okay? And just grabbing onto the left heel, begin to do a movement of just lifting up the heel and lowering it. So you take the heel towards the ceiling. That's another way of lifting it up, Susie. You keep the leg down, Susie, and think of pivoting the heel. That's it. So you take just the heel up towards the ceiling and down. So you don't lift the whole foot. It's almost like you roll over the toes. And feel what this does. This is where you start to feel what happens with the tibia and the fibula. Just like this, in the knee. That's it. So you have, in the lower leg, you have these two bones called the tibia and the fibula that turn relative to your kneecap and the femur. So just lift up the heel and roll the foot and lower it. And just feel and sense that these two bones are turning in your lower leg. Grab the heel, Falk, heel, not ankle. It's very different. Can you let the toes turn under? No, under. Come on, no, pull the big toe. There. That's it. Take the heel towards the ceiling. So you come onto the toenails. Good. Now, let that rest, and with your left hand, get a hold of your pinky toe. And start to bend the pinky toe towards the heel. So it's the same kind of idea of slightly twisting. That's it, Garna. Twisting the toenails to go down into the floor. Because you're pulling on that pinky toe. You're pulling it back towards the heel. Gently, though. These joints get... That's it, Stephen. And believe it or not, if you really pay attention, you can actually feel how each of these toes is connected in your hip joint. You can move the hip from your toe. So now go to your fourth toe. This is one of the most useful things you could do for yourself because people's feet, as we age, get very decrepit. And it's our foundation for movement. People's feet hurt. Good. Now move to the middle toe, the third toe. Okay, so Christy, you're doing more side bending. Can you see that? So how can you bend the toe so that the heel still goes up? Not that what you were doing was wrong, but just pull it, scoop it under. There. You see the difference? Good. Move on to the second toe. The heel should continue to turn up. Yes. So you're like scooping. The idea is you're bending those toes towards the heel, which allows the heel to turn up towards the ceiling. And observe for yourself, you know, sometimes there's one toe in particular either that is sore, or sometimes you'll have a toe that really likes to be touched, or sometimes we have a toe that feels almost like numb. You can hardly perceive or sense it. So just become aware of those differences. And now go to the big toe. Good. Now, with your hand, grab all four toes. So you do the pinky all the way to the big toe, and you're going to bend the four of them together. And again, as you bend them towards the heel of your left foot slightly turns up towards the ceiling. That's it, Garna. Beautiful. Can you feel what that does in your hip? Well, keep on doing it and pay attention how there's a feeling going all the way up. Good. Okay. let's let it go and just roll onto your back. Ah, give your legs a rest. And with your legs long, just notice how different the sensation is now between the two legs and your feet. And you may even feel as if somehow the left leg is longer. It's quite amazing. And wider, it's just the whole sensation of the leg changes. So roll to your side and come up to sitting, and we're going to change over the legs. So that means the left leg is now bent in front of you, meaning the sole of the left foot is near your crotch. The right leg is bent behind. And you reach back with your right hand to get a hold of the right heel. The opposite way. There you go. There. There you go. And get a hold of the right heel. So swing that. That's it. Even further behind you. There you go. Good. And grab the heel. And start to pivot the heel up towards the ceiling. So another way, Falk, to think of it is think of taking your big toe under. If you can't do it from, there you go. If you can't do it from the heel, relocate. That's it. That's it. Good. And for you too, Stephen, what would be really good to teach you is this movement of doing this like that for your back. This would help your back a lot. There you go. Good. Excellent. Okay, now get a hold of that little baby toe and start to bend it towards the heel. So again, it's the same, you're just redirecting the movement, but as you bend the pinky toe towards the heel continues to turn up. Or as I suggested to Falk, another way of thinking of it is letting the big toe roll down onto the mat. So if you roll over your big toe, the heel will lift up. Good. Now go to the fourth toe. Third toe, which is your middle toe.
Good stretch of the arches.
And then your second toe. And then the big toe. Good. Okay, rest on your back. Now, as you continue to lie on your back, please bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. That's it. And you're going to place now your right foot or your right ankle on your left thigh, your left knee. There you go. Perfect. And once again, you have exposure to your toes and your foot. So you're going to reach down now with your left hand to get a hold of the right pinky toe. Okay? And with your right hand, you can place your right hand on your right knee or the inside. And you're going to start to press the knee slightly away from you as you pull the pinky toe towards you. So you're twisting the sole of your foot now towards your face. That's it. Can you rest your head to do it, or is that too hard? Can you keep your head down and reach? Yeah? Yeah.
And then go like that?
Well, you can, if you need to reach there, but then I want you to put your head, great, good. And I'll get your jacket to make it easier. So the idea is as you pull the toe, your knee moves away from you at the same time, and you should feel, again, something happening in the right hip. Okay, let's do that there, because I don't want you to strain your neck. Yes, so if it's difficult for those of you at home to grab a hold of your pinky toe without lifting your head, you can place a towel or a small pillow under your head instead of holding your head up in the air. That's it. So get a hold of the pinky toe, just the pinky toe. Pull it towards you and push the knee away. Good. Now go to the fourth toe. Make sure that you continue to breathe. That's it. Good. And then to the third toe. That's it. And really use that right hand to press the knee away from you. You feel what that does in the right hip joint and the groin. Good. And the second toe. Good. And now the big toe. Bend them and twist them. He starts looking at your face. Imagine if you had taken a marker and drawn little happy faces on the bottom of your toes. They could all look at your face. Good. Now, just pause so that you can rest your arms, but keep your legs like this. And now very gently start to tilt your legs over to the right so that your right knee will come down to the right to touch the floor. Excellent, Stephen. So it means that your left hip joint lifts up, the whole pelvis goes over to the right, and then you come back. So you're twisting your spine. Good. You go over, and then you come back. So remember not to stay over there, because it's not a stretch, but it's a movement. That's a real big difference between what we do and other forms of movement like yoga and stuff. We're interested in how we move. Very nice. And come back to the center and please rest on your back. Take your legs down and just elongate them and rest. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. This time place your left foot, left ankle on your right knee. Good. And reach down with your right hand to get a hold of the left baby toe. And your left hand will go onto your left knee or the inner part of the knee to start to press it away. And there's a timing here. So you first start to bend the toe. And then you feel the moment that you want to move the knee away from you. It's kind of like a teeter-totter. That's it. As one side goes away, the other side comes closer. So you pull that baby toe towards you and push that knee away. That's nice, Stephen. Good. Even if it's a small movement, it's not about how much or how large the movement is, it's just about that we can do a movement in that joint. Good. Now move on to the fourth toe. Again, bend it towards your face so that the smiley face on the bottom of your toe can look at your face. And then move to the third toe. Good. The second toe. And the baby toe. Or the big toe, excuse me. Slower. Twist it. I think twist under, too. That's it, Valentina. Twist under. So it's also the sole of the foot that looks towards your face. Great. Okay. And now, keep your leg up there, but just rest your arms. And this time you're going to tilt the legs to the left, bringing that left knee down to the ground. That means that the right side of the pelvis and hip joint lifts up. The ribs twist as well. You can go as far as you can over to the left. For some of you, you'll be able to lower the left knee all the way down. Again, that's not what's important. What's important is to feel how you start to move in that direction, how the pelvis needs to move, the ribs, the spine. Nice. Okay, and now come back to your back, uncross your legs, lengthen them, and rest on your back. Now, roll to your side and come up to standing on your knees again. And with your left foot, tuck the toes under. So that's what we again call, I'm going to call the runner's position. Your toes are tucked under. That's it, the left foot. And now you're going to reach left foot, toes, the other, there you go. And reach back with your left hand to get a hold of the left heel. That's it. And see if you can actually get a hold of the heel so that you can start to move the heel left and right. So this is where it's quite imperative that you be able to bring the hip joints forward so that you don't lean too much weight onto the heel. That's it. Move it left and right. Good. Come back up, pause for a moment, and let's tuck the right toes under now, and reach back, come back again, just reach back a few times until you find that, again, what's so important is that you push the hips and your belly, your pubic bone, out and forward. It's critical for your balance. That's it. And then get a hold of the heel and begin to move it left and right. And as much as possible, you really want to emphasize bending those toes. Some of you are only doing the big toe, so really bend. Look for how much can you bend all the toes. Yeah, bring these up this time. That's it. And let these rest this time. You can reach back. Good. And hold the heel and move it left and right. Feel how the tibia and the fibula are moving in the lower leg now. Good. Okay. Rest on your back. Okay, please come up again. This time you're going to have your right foot in the standing position and you'll be on your left knee, so the knight position. Right foot standing, left foot behind. Tuck the toes under into the runner's position, okay? And now in this position, you're going to begin to do a movement of sitting back towards your left heel. So think about what do you need to do to start to sit your pelvis back. Just do a little bit and come back up. Do you take your head forward? Good. And change the toes for a minute. So flatten the foot and see if that makes it easier to sit. Eventually. Yes. So bring it back up. Curl the left foot under. Good. Now reach back with your left hand and grab the heel. Good. Now grabbing onto the heel, can you sit back? Good. Now can you stay there? So Christy, can you stay there and bring the right hand back? Now can you come straight up? And now can you keep the hands back there and go back to sitting? She's a Feldy person. So just go slow with it, okay? Just first, that's it, Stephen. That's good enough. It doesn't matter if you get there today. Okay, good. Go ahead and lie on your back and rest. And it has to do with Garna, the hips, when the hips are really tight. And that affects the back being tight. So. And there's a fear factor of falling. That's why the hips have to come forward, really far forward. And then the chest. You'll see that in lesson 7. Okay, roll to your side, come back up again. And we'll change over the legs. So I believe the right foot will be down and the left knee will be standing in the knight position. Excuse me, I guess it would be the left foot standing. Curl the right toes under. And first of all, reach back to get a hold of the right heel to move left and right. So, Stephen, curl the toes the other way. Bend them. There you go. That's it. Good. Move it a little bit left and right. Make sure you're still breathing. And maybe once you're back there, just try from that standpoint, how could you start, that's it, Garna, to sit back. That's it, Susie. How can you lower your buttocks? See, that's actually scarier. You have less stability. That's why you put the foot like this. That's it, Garna. That's it, Christy. So then you can see if can you bring the left arm behind you. So both hands could be behind your back. Very good, Stephen. Very nice. Excellent. Okay, everybody rest on your back. The feet. So as you continue to lie on your back, bend your knees. Bring your feet up. There you go, to standing. And now let's go back to placing the right ankle on the left knee, as you did earlier. The right hand is on the right knee, and the left hand gets a hold of the four toes. So start with the four toes, getting the all the toes but the big toe with your left hand. And bend all the toes towards your face. And at the same time, with your right hand, you gently press the right knee away from you, opening up the right hip joint. Turning the sole of your right foot towards your face so you get a hold of all four toes. Good. Good. And now just go to the pinky toe. He becomes really important. Really twist him towards your face. Feel how much he turns the whole foot. He. She. It. Cousin it. Great. Okay. And let that go. Rest for a moment on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and this time place the left foot onto the right knee, and with your left hand place it on the left knee to push away, and with your right hand get a hold of the four toes. So you use your whole hand to grip those four toes. Very good, Stephen. And pull those four toes towards your face as you gently press the left knee away from you. And some of you may be beginning to already feel how there's movement, like a lengthening, that occurs through your whole spine now. So when you move or press that left hip away from you, it actually pulls the whole pelvis and spine down. Good. And now get a hold of just the pinky toe. Twist it towards your face and pull on it as you press the left knee away from you. Good. Rest it. Let it go and rest. Now, continuing to lie on your back, please bend just your right knee. And you're going to begin to do a movement of tilting your right knee towards the left. And as you do so, the right foot will come up towards your right hand. And you want to reach down with your right hand to get a hold of the toes. And this time you're twisting, again, the toenails to flatten down onto the mat. So find a way to tilt that right knee over to the left so that you can slide your right foot up towards your right hand and get a hold of the toes. That's it, Garna. And see if you can pull, that's it, the toes up. Very good. It's like pulling also your right heel towards your right buttocks. Good. Good. And once you get in that position, see if you can kind of stay there. And you can do a movement with your right knee and thigh, lifting it up a little bit and lowering it back down to, again, encourage some length in the thigh and the hip joint. Excellent, Christy. So, good, Stephen. So let's just see if you can do like that. Perfect. And then this is, again, another great movement for you, for your back and hip. Just do that and this. So tight back there. This really tells you how much the two are related. There. Good. That's it, Garna. That's it, Susie. And again, look to see now, do you feel that that movement goes all the way through your spine? So as the knee pulls down, your whole spine pulls down. Your chin pulls into your throat. Good. Okay, slowly let it go and rest onto your back. Bend your right knee again. Stay with the right one and do the same movement of tilting the right knee over to the left so you can slide that right foot up. And once you pull the toes up underneath, now move your hand to the right heel to get a hold of that heel as we did earlier. And you want to start to pivot the heel up towards the ceiling, which is going to twist the tibia and the fibula of the lower leg. Yeah, it's a hard one. Yes, it's where most of us are pretty stuck. So just, it's a very small movement. Just think of lifting up the heel, rolling over the foot. The more that the toes are bent up towards, this way, towards your, yeah, like this. Just, I'll just do it a little bit like that. Those toes really have to be flattened up towards you. Just a little bit. Very good. Eventually, yes. I'll show you what it looks like, what it should look like. Okay. Let it go and rest. So just to do a little bit at home like this, because you can occasionally feel some cramping and stuff, some unusual. It actually shouldn't be unusual movements. These are very normal movements. When you're a child, it's not a big deal that we lose.
You go back 60 years to be able to do that.
Oh, very easily. You come to class every week, and you'll be able to do it. Okay, let's do the left leg. So bend your left knee. Bring it first to standing. So the first movement is to tilt that left knee down to the right. So you can slide that left foot up towards your left buttocks and you reach down with the left hand to get a hold of those toes. That's it, this way. There you go, Stephen. Yeah, just take your time. And pull the toes. Work on the toes first, dragging those toes up. Good. And then you can do a little bit of that movement that we did earlier on the other side of lifting the knee and lowering it. So that just gives the hip joint a break. Takes any pressure that you've got in the hip joint in the back. That's it. Just rest it. You can visualize it. Very, very good. Try to pull on those toes to flatten the toenails onto the mat. And if you can, go to the heel and start to turn the heel up towards the ceiling. Now, how come you can do it on this side, that leg? What do you mean? That's not acceptable, I don't know, with me. Figure it out. You know it's in the lower leg, right? Okay. It's easier on this side.
Yeah, because of the injury to my ankle.
Mm-hmm. Right. But doesn't need to be. Yes. But that's what's so good for it. is if you just keep working with it, doesn't matter. This ankle can do that. Head pins put in it and all kinds of stuff. Good. Okay. Let it go. Rest on your back. And just sense as you're resting there now how your hip joints are feeling. Your back, your legs. Okay, so let's now bend your right knee, bring your right foot to standing. We're going to just try a little bit of this idea. I'm going to change the lesson a little bit. So, first of all, once your right foot is standing, visualize the next part of the movement, which is that you're going to reach down, probably best with your right hand, and you're going to start to pull that right foot up to come underneath your buttocks so that the heel is going to be underneath your buttocks and you're going to be in the runner's position with your toes. So just, that's it. Figure out how you can do that. Good. Good. Very good. So you can roll the pelvis, you can do whatever you need to do with your pelvis to get that to happen. That's it, Garna. Good. Good. Excellent. Now, in that position, can you think about starting to direct your right knee away from you down towards the floor so that your pelvis lifts? Very good, Garna. Your pelvis starts to lift away from the floor. You arch your back. Nope. Yeah, that's it, Christy. But don't let go with your hand. So a constraint is you continue to hold on, but keep the toes standing, Garna, because what you eventually are going to do is bring your pelvis on top of your foot. Knee goes towards me. That's it. That's the idea. So you just slide your pelvis up on top of the heel. So, Valentina, your toes need to go the other way, the runner's position. Lift your heel up. And see how my toes are? Curl them so you can step on. That's it. And keep the heel up. That's it, Susie. Good. Okay, let's change legs. Let go of the right leg and lengthen it. Bring your left foot to stand. And again, the idea is you're going to reach down with your left hand to get a hold of the left foot, and you just want to bring the heel to make contact with the buttocks, and the toes need to be in the runner's position. That means the pads of the big toe and the four toes need to be in contact with the floor, and your heel is high up in the air. Then you start to bring your left knee forward to pull the pelvis onto the heel. So it means the back has to arch. We're back to this idea of the pelvis and the hips moving forward. That's it. Like that. Good. That's better, Valentina. Good. Okay. Great. Let it rest. Okay, so one last time, roll to your side and come up to standing on your knees, please. So you're standing on the knees, and this time, have both of your feet in the runner's position. So that means both sets of the toes tucked under, and that means tucked, I guess maybe we want to say forward, so that the pads of the toes are in contact with the floor and your heels are up. on both feet. That's it. And now this time you're going to begin to reach back with your right hand to get a hold of the right heel. But as you do so, again, this idea of pressing, pushing the hips forward. And instead of doing the movement so much from turning, can you do it from arching so that your eyes and your chin and your throat look towards the ceiling? And again, the more that you can allow the pelvis, the pubic bone, your belly, hips to jet forward, the safer you will feel. And that's it. And now can you reach back with the left hand to get a hold of the left heel? Good. Good. Now, reach back with the left hand to get the left heel and stay there. Hold on to the heel. Okay? And now, encourage yourself to bring more and more weight forward through the hips, as if there was a belt around your buttocks and I was pulling you forward so that your hand becomes lighter and lighter on that left heel. Feel how that's how you balance yourself. Opening your whole front side. Good. Come back up and pause in the center for a moment, and then we'll go to the right side. So you first reach back to get a hold of the right heel, and usually we're weight-bearing quite a bit, and once you are, again, imagine as if I wrapped a belt around you, and I started pulling your buttocks forward so that your hips would push way, way, way out and forward. How your right hand becomes light. Good. Okay, and rest it. Go ahead and lie down on your back and rest. If you need to, if you want to pull your knees into your chest for a moment, you can do so. You did okay.
Cramped up at the end.
That's okay. It's okay. It's a beginning. It'd be good. It's good for you. And then let your legs lie long. And just become aware now of what your contact is like with the floor. How do you sense your skeleton now? Especially in the hip joints. Okay, taking your time, go ahead and roll to your side, come up to standing. And again, notice when you come up to standing today how you weight bear or organize yourself, shall we say, through your ankles over your feet. From all this work that we've done with not just the toes, but the ankles, the hip joints, the knees. How do you organize yourself now in standing? What feels different? Are you making more contact with the entire foot now? Do you have a clearer sense of where the ankle is, the center of your ankle? And then when you're ready, you can take a walk around the room. Observe how you walk now. How do you move through your feet? Can you see that there's somehow a relationship to all the movements we just did on the floor? How the toes, how you bend through the toes for walking. So it's not just doing Chinese contortionist movements, but there's some kind of relationship to what you do in daily life, being walking. But if you're not able to walk through the toes, people find a variety of ways to walk, being that they turn usually the toes out and the whole hip joint out, and they scoot their legs forward. because they've lost that ability to walk through the toes. So maybe even just exaggerate it so that you really come through and feel the push off of the toes. Allow yourself maybe to go in slow motion and how the heel has to come up. Again, injuries like Achilles tendonitis is from people that can't allow the heel to come up. The heel comes all the way up towards the calf. That's nice, Valentina. Come up even more on the toes, though. Toes. Wait, there. There. Christy, you too. Slow down, Christy. You're going way, 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 way too fast. Are you in a race? Slow down. You know, no, slow down. Stop, stop. You're going too fast so I can guide you. There, stop there. Not there. Back up. There. That's what you need to feel is through the metatarsals of the toe. That's it. Slow. What are you on a horse race for? What is your...
She wants to get out of here.
Is that it? There. No, you go. See, when you go too fast, now you've got it on that foot. When you go too fast, you bypass that metatarsal right there. Nuh-uh, that's the toes. That's it, the metatarsal. So the pads of the toes still are on in contact. Feel that. There you go. That's it, Falk. There. Let the heel come up a little higher, Falk. Higher. So come a little, that's better. Now do it on the other foot. Feel how strong that is. There's a lot of power there. Okay, good enough. We will continue with this. Tune in next week. You did a nice job. Have a good week.